Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So last night marked the end of an era. If you watched Channel 4 News last night, Bernie Smailovitz, longtime sportscaster, signed off on his retirement and had his final sportscast with Channel 4. And, you know, Bernie, an amazing career. Guy calling it a career at 71. And over 40 or nearly 40 years here in Detroit. And when he came on the scene, you couldn't help but like Bernie Smailovitz because of the way that he injected humor into the broadcast, and it was a different way to do sports, and it wasn't just the all buttoned up, I'm just going to give you the scores and that's it. I mean, Bernie had fun with it. He did fun with the highlights, and then he'd find some stupid stuff to do with highlights, his squirrels, water skiing or whatever, and it was fun. It made it fun. And he obviously had a huge following over the years, and Channel 4 kind of ruled the roost with the local ratings with it. And, you know, he was awesome in the way that he did things. And also when it was time to be serious, he handled the serious topics and could do those in-depth interviews that made sense. And
like when that squirrel on that water ski would get hurt.
Right, exactly. Like that. No, but I mean, like Mitch Albom had a column over the weekend in the Free Press talking about Bernie and you know how Bernie was the guy that was able to track down Grant Hill and get an interview with Grant, the exclusive, when he was going to leave the Pistons. Nobody knew where he was. Bernie found out that hey, let's check out his fiance's in-laws and, you know, go there because he heard some quick interview with him where you could hear children in the background. He's like, well, where are the kids going to be? Maybe at the grandparents' house. And they went to Windsor and tracked him down. Grant Hill opens the door and says, all right, you got me. And they do like a 3-part interview, and it was awesome. You know, I've gotten to know Bernie a little bit over the years, and more in the last year maybe than in all the years prior, with a couple of things I did at Channel 4. So accommodating, so nice, and just a genuinely great guy. And when I look back at my career and, you know, the things I'm able to do here at the station and kind of, you know, be kind of goofy or whatever and whatnot, you know, in large part, I attribute that to being able to see what Bernie was doing on the news, where he's able to take chances with a sports cast. And, you know, that's ingrained in my head. So when I got into radio through high school, I had a teacher that you know, kind of instilled the same thing. Go ahead, take chances. And that's why I say they ain't all gems. They're not all going to be gems. But, you know, at least you're trying and you're having fun with it. And I've kind of taken that same approach. So in a way, he paved the way for someone like me to do what I do. So I really appreciate that out of Bernie Smailovitz. And I really enjoyed watching the broadcast last night. And it was it was pretty great. You know, Devin Scillian and Kimberly Gill doing the broadcast, and they're right there with them. And then they bring in, here comes Carmen Harlan and Chuck Gatica from the past, and it just was awesome. And he was there with his two kids and Kim Adams with the weather as well. And it just ended up being like this long 10-minute sportscast, and it was great because he's self-deprecating as always. He mentioned when he took the little hiatus to go to New York to work there, and he said, "Then here's a video of how that experience went." And it goes to a video of like an atomic bomb being detonated because it just didn't work out for him.
Did not go well.
But Bernie's going to be missed. He left an indelible mark in the world of sports broadcasting, certainly in this town.
Not New York.
but certainly in this town.
Metro
we
appreciate
we yeah. really appreciated him here in this town. And there were like the three guys growing up that were doing sports at the time: Eli Zarrett, Bernie Smilovitz, and Don Shane. And now all three of those guys are kind of out of TV at this point. And sadly, Don's no longer with us. But with us.
Yeah, I mean, those are the three guys.
Those are the guys.
Well, for me, I'm younger than you. That's the only three guys I knew, pretty much growing up. And I don't know Bernie at all. I did meet him once, though. It was when I was very, very, very young. I was like 4 or 5 years old. And I didn't really know who Bernie Smilovitz was then. But I did, I enjoyed sports and I would watch, the news with my dad. I was at a Major Magic or something like that. It's basically like a Chuck E. Cheese, people that don't know what Major Magic is. It's like one of those kid places with pizza and games, right?
Sounds great.
It's awesome. And I was there. My dad recognized Bernie Smilovitz was there as well. I don't know if he was with his kids or another party, whatever. And he told me, he's like, "Hang, that's Bernie Smilovitz. We should go get his autograph." I'm like, "Oh, okay, whatever. Like, I'm five, and give me my tokens back."
Right,
and
right.
So
I got skee ball to play. Let's go.
He had nothing to sign, so he grabbed my mom's little address book. Would you like phone numbers and addresses in it? That's why people, there was things before iPhones
that's
and
right.
smartphones. You had to write things down. So he opened up to like the back of the very back where there was nothing filled. Went up to him, asked for an autograph. He signed it. He said, "We've got highlights, Bernie Smilovitz."
Awesome.
Right? And so that was it. That was the one time I met him. He was a nice guy then. I would take your word for it that he was a nice guy throughout, the rest of his time here in Detroit. But yeah, I definitely have memories of him just watching him and the two other guys, Channel 7, Channel 2, doing sports. And that's that's my one Bernie Smilovitz. I got one question for you, though. Is Smilovitz his real last name?
I think so.
Okay. So it's Smilovitz. That's not a made up for TV.
No, I don't think so.
It sounds like something from the Muppets or something.
Well,
like, doesn't it? Doesn't?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. But I don't. Do you change your name to sound to be? I don't think you
don't
change
know.
It to that. Not that there's anything wrong with the name of Smilovitz.
No,
I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, maybe that's a question for Stoney, because Stoney worked with him for years as a producer back in the day.
It's like Big Bird, hey, we're Bernie Smilovitz with sports, And then
right, I got it. Right. Here's Snuffleupagus and wrong with Bernie Smilovitz. I got it. No, but it's not it.
Okay.
I remember when I was in my early 20s and me and my friends were at a bar in Pontiac. I forget what the name of it. It was a sports bar. I think it was called the Ultimate Sports Bar. I forget what it was called. Yeah, it was called the Ultimate Sports Bar. And there's 10 of us there. We're there, and it's packed. It's a Friday night. It is jam-packed with people. We're having a great time. And one of the other local sportscasters was there. I was going to hold out on his name, but I'm going to say the name. And it was Don Shane. And Don Shane was an awesome guy. Got to meet Don Shane over the years. Tremendous guy. And Don would do these Dare Don episodes on his sportscast. And they were kind of fun stuff where Don Shane's going to go and get tackled by Chris Spielman. Well, it didn't go so well. He broke ribs when he did it. Here's Don Shane. He's going to go skate on the ice with Steve Yzerman or, do all these kind of crazy little stunts. He's at the Ultimate Sports Bar, and I forget what the thing he was going to do was, whether it was climbing a rock wall or hitting the punching machine or something there, right?
So he was dared to do.
It was right. So the light goes on from the TV camera, and everybody knows he's on. And he starts to do the broadcast, and one of my friends starts chanting, "Bernie, Bernie, Bernie."
Come on.
And I'm like, "Wait a minute, what are we doing here? We can't do that." And pretty soon, half the crowd is chanting, Bernie, Bernie, while Don Shane is doing this thing. And this is so mean to Don Shane. And looking back, I feel terrible about it, but yet it's also kind of funny. So then his producer, who's next to the camera guy, shouts, guys, no. That's Don Shane. And my friend Rob goes, oh, okay. Go, Bernie, go. Go, Bernie.
Oh, come on, man.
And it starts with that. And the crowd starts doing that too. And poor Don Shane's got to do his stunt. He does it. And the crowd goes nuts for him. But we're also chanting for Bernie Smilovitz instead, which was just strange. I went to a Tigers game one time at Comerica Park. I was there with a friend of mine, and I'm pulling into the media lot, and there in front of me there were some spots that were blocked off by a cone, and I'm like, there's nowhere else to park. I'm like, what am I doing here? And my friend's like, I'll get out and I'll just move the cone. I'm like, okay, go ahead and do that. She gets out, moves the cone.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And I pull in. And I said, listen, I got to go up to the press box for a minute, for a couple innings, and I'll come back down. Okay. And then I'll meet up with the rest of the people that we're with. And so I was up in the press box, and I'm kind of standing over way to the right of the press box. And then Bernie Smilovitz come in, and he says, some jackass parked in my spot. I'm like, oh, that must have been, is that what the orange cone meant? That was your spot. I'm sorry. You know, but I never copped to it that it was me that did go, that day. No.
I think it was Don Shane.
Check out Don Shane.
And someone dared him to do it.
It could have been Eli. I don't know who it was. But anyway, it's just a long way to go to pay some respect to Bernie Smilovitz, who's a legend in Detroit. And congratulations on your retirement, Bernie. You're going to be missed in this town, but you said you're going to be around. We'll see you somewhere, whether it's as a greeter at Walmart or whatever, we're going to see you. And that's awesome. So thank you very much for entertaining us for nearly 40 years. You were great at it, and you'll be great at whatever you decide to do.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.